compensation hearing for Ms. Morgan Lindsay, ADC number 259116. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are Board Chairman Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. David Beal. My name is Louis Gutierrez, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for the hearing. I do recognize that we have some supporters in the hearing room, actually quite a few, but I will state again that in a phase one hearing before this board, the summary is read and the board votes without testimony. The following is a summary of the application in question. Ms. Lindsay, who is 30 years old, currently serving a 9.25-year prison sentence for promoting prison contraband, a Class 2 felony, an offense running concurrent with a dangerous drug violation committed while on probation. She was approximately 26 years old at the time of the incident offense. She pled guilty and was sentenced on April 1st, 2016. She is asking for a 4.25-year reduction in her prison sentence. She has an early release credit date of August 18th, 2023. Should commutation be granted, the new release date would be December 2nd, 2019. She has an extensive criminal history dating back to 2007, including arrests for DUI, reckless driving, threats, bad checks, failure to appear, resisting arrest, and theft, with convictions for robbery, forgery, and drug paraphernalia. I will read a short summary of the offense in question. Just give me 1 second. I've moved it to the front. On January 15, 2015, while located at Estrella Jail for a probation violation under CR 2012-109746-001 and for a new charge under CR 2014-154293-001, a search was conducted on the offendant. Detention officers asked her if she had anything in her possession that she should not have while in custody. Ms. Lindsay stated, "Somebody gave me something to hold." Detention officers searched Ms. Lindsay and found a white tissue containing methamphetamine in her sock and two clear baggies in her waistband, one containing heroin and the other containing methamphetamine. Note that count three was dismissed. Ms. Lindsay was asked if she had anything concealed on her person. She stated yes. She was asked if she would voluntarily let the nurse retrieve the substance, and she stated yes. The item was removed and found to be positive for marijuana, which again, count two to be dismissed. The defendant was charged pending test results. The purpose of Ms. Lindsay's request for commutation is based on her assertion that she is a recovering drug addict, wants to help others, that she's seeking, pardon me, I just realized that my phone was off, although I think my voice was carrying. I will state again, the purpose of Ms. Lindsay's request for commutation is based on her assertion that she is a recovering drug addict who wants to help others, that she's seeking education and a productive life, and that she has community and family support, which I will note we do have several supporters here in the hearing room. She has received considerable programming inside the Arizona Department of Corrections. She has a notable history of discipline from 2010 through 2018, with her last ticket and minor on October 16, 2018, for disobeying orders. She has several letters of support in her request for commutation packet. Regarding the question of whether Ms. Lindsay's 9.25-year prison term is excessive, she received a presumptive sentence with a minimum 6 years and a maximum of 18.5 years. So again, she received the presumptive, the middle sentence. Considering her long criminal history and the fact that she received presumptive sentence, not to mention that she violated her last probation, and do not find her guilty to an excessive, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, Your Honor, please, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. And I'd just point out that she had heard some of her prior criminal justice involvement was around drug paraphernalia and dangerous drugs, for which she did probation and prison. So it seems like the activity has continued.
Thank you. Thank you. I need to remove my colleagues. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is regarding Ms. Morgan Lindsay, ADC number 259116. My motion is not to pass the phase two. And that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Nino, reappointed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, our board chair, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Ray.